Good morning, everybody. Thank you for giving us the shares and my research finding. Basically, my research topic is evaluation, the effectiveness of state legislation, the state school policy to reduce childhood obesity in the case of Mississippi. And by the way, my name is Tae-Eun Kim, and a third-year PhD student in Indiana University School of Public Health. And this is my ongoing project in the prevent and to minimize the child obesity in children and adolescents. The little bit background is according to the American Heart Association, as you know, among the children ages 12 to 19, the highly prevalence in the obese, overweight and obese. So this is more details about the prevalence of overweight, the obese, the discrepancies between the gender and ethnicity. As you can see, in the very left column, the white non-Hispanics, they are a little bit less overweight, obese, than the non-Hispanic black and Hispanic extra. So why we just focus on the Mississippi? Based on the research, many research, they show the proportion of childhood obesity and overweight rates higher than any other states. So it needs to be addressed right away. This is my concern, the state legislation, the school policies of childhood obesity in Mississippi. The basically 2007, the Mississippi enacted those the policies and role in school. So basically, the more specifically, the school nutrition legislation wellness, it the regulate and marketing and market and prepare the healthy food and beverage in during breakfast and lunch program, and also to try to increase the student to participate in more lunch and breakfast program as well. Secondly, it enhanced nutrition, school nutrition education, the promoting by increase the healthy eating habit and abstain from tobacco and illegal drugs. Lastly, the state legislation adopts the physical activity, the national guideline in for 150 minutes per week. Actually, it includes the health education as well, the 45 minutes per week. That's the contents of the Mississippi state school policy of school childhood obesity. So we utilize conceptual framework, adapted ecological the models, the basically individual development in associated with in social interaction. So childhood, children, in this case, children development highly influenced by school and parents and community and states. So those the conceptual frame, based on the conceptual frame, we call it the variable, the relevance to how those variables impact on BMI and BMI percentile. So our proposed hypothesis, the basically school nutrition policy, increases student consumption of favorable nutrition like fruit and vegetable. Secondly, school policy of physical activity gonna increase level of student physical activity as well, and also decrease the amount of sedentary life behavior. The third one, the school-based nutrition, school physical activity policy, gonna decrease students' attempt to abusing behavior, such as taking diet pills, the powder, and the rookie without any doctor's prescription and advice, and also to try they vomiting or taking laxatives to lose weight. So finally, the school-based nutrition, physical activity policies has the positive the influence on child overweight status. We used to the data from Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System in 1992-2011. This survey is school-based and self-reported, and these were the representing sample of a public and private school in the United States. This study design is a multi-year retrospective cross-sectional study, the 9th to 12th grade, And the participant is 8,862, the total. And then the surveys include the smoking, alcohol consumption, and illegal drugs, and inadequate physical activity and sexual behavior. So we said the year 2007, years prior to 2007, as the baseline period of research, and after we conduct the post-policy assessment, year 2011. So main outcome variable using the binary, so especially child obesity, we're using percentile, right? The based on CDC growth chart. So any student over 85 percentile the BMI, we just set the overweight status. So this is a key variable. I collect data from the YLPSS. So first one, consumption of fruit and vegetable. So we use seven Likert scale in composite score, the range 7 to 49, such as during 7 days, how many days, how many times they consume the fruit and vegetable, like the carrot and green salad, like that. And secondly, the center behavior, we used one item, the 7 Likert, how many times watching TV on average school day. And the third one, the physical activity, we two items, each the 6 point and 4 point the Likert, basically how many days, how many classes, how many days go to the physical education classes on school day when in school. And last, the other one is the last 12 months, how many sports they did. Then lastly, the abusing behavior to lose weight is three binary items, the composite scale, whether students go without eating the 24 hour, the take a pill, yes or no, like that. And also we add some demographic variables, the age and gender and sex, and race. To report the study sample's demographic characteristic, we run the descriptive statistic, and also to find the main result, we run the logistic regression, the year fixed effect and controlling for the demographic and nutrition and physical activity related behaviors as well. So in more details, the age mean, average age is 60.21, and female 53.8%, and the most of participants in the white and black, and some the minority like Hispanic and Asians. This is a more detailed distribution, the participants, the information. So you can see the education is 9 to 12 grades, so pretty much evenly distributed. So our main outcome, the BMI, is actually the BMI itself. It's just the height divided by squared, weight divided by height squared. And then we control age and gender and ethnicity adjusted. And you can see that after 2007, the pattern is decreased. So we also consider BMI percentile for childhood obesity, the BMI based on the CDC growth chart. The same pattern, the previous one, and basically after 2007, it significantly decreased over time. So here's a main outcome, the logistic regression to identify the factors associated with the student overweight status. As we expected, it increased 1 unit student behavior, and basically 5% odds of overall status that increased. And also abusing behavior to lose weight also increased 1 unit, and 37% of odds of overweight status increased. And also the physical activity at 1 unit increased, and 3% of odds of overweight that decreased. And also the ages, students are getting older, they just decreased 8% of the odds of overweight status. And the main significant result, we just set the year, the effect, the fixed effect, the basically the compared to the odds of the odds of the overweight of 1999, the rest of the year, the trend, the overall trend decreased significantly. So my conclusion, this state legislation, the school policy of childhood obesity, it seems to be effective in affecting childhood obesity. The school can be the most the modifiable setting for prevent and reduce childhood obesity, to combine, to implement the physical activity and nutrition policies. The more attention need to focus the school policy in the law to overcome the current barriers. However, we need to look at some limitation of our study. This survey is a self-reported measure, and students' one-day recollection is probably biased, they are recalling, and overestimate their physical activity level or and the consumption of fruit and vegetables, or underestimate the level of sedentary behavior because of this, their societal bias. And some population of races in small and not easy to generalize the research finding to those who are living in the more diverse populated area. Also, this study is only southeast part of U.S. It's hard to generalize the old adolescent in other states as well. Any future contact? Email? This is my presentation.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Could you go back to your BMI percentile slide, please? I couldn't read what.
Oh, sorry. So basically, this is a percentile of a BMI, and this is number is a percentage.
Right.
Each year, how many percent the overweight status, the student? 38.5 and 35.9, etc. And like 35.1. Yeah.
So these are time series that is interesting. I think makes your argument stronger. But I'm wondering how you account for other factors that might have varied over the same period that could also drive the relationship you're seeing. So other states that didn't pass the same kind of.
I did a lot of labor work. Basically, I just look at all the other 50 states, but this is the only state that can get the data without any big omission or something. So, some states, they're using the different scale a little bit. They're hard to combine together each year. So, in the future, I can see that some relations test my goal in the state between state how the policy something like the intervention is effect or in effect in each other. So that's my future goal. But this is the only state I can see the time is kind of time trend, the intervention effect. Thank you. That's that's a good question. We can measure any history effect, but basically, this is a law, and the Mississippi state government, they try to give some penalty. The school does not enact that certain program, like obesity program, like any other program, because the obesity program in Mississippi is very, very important right now, even the adults as well, right? Yeah. They got some penalty like a scholarship or something, the money. Yeah. So pretty much the fidelity is guaranteed. They just enact. If you don't, maybe they get some disadvantage. Because the budget and